Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in Section 5, food provenance, and that's food waste. Whether you're revising for your exam or just getting to grips with this topic for the first time, I'm going to break down everything you need to know to earn those marks. Food waste is a massive issue, and I mean massive. In the UK alone, we throw away around 9.5 million tons of food every year. That's enough to fill Wembley Stadium 9 times over. But here's the thing. This isn't just about throwing away a few leftovers. Food waste has serious environmental, economic, and social consequences, and AQA examiners want you to understand exactly what those are. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the world of food waste. By the end of this podcast, you'll know exactly how to tackle any question on this topic and pick up those crucial marks. Let's start with the big question. Why is food waste such a problem? Well, there are 3 main impacts you need to know about: environmental, economic, and social. First up, environmental impact. This is where you can really impress examiners with specific scientific knowledge. When food waste ends up in landfill, which is where most of it goes, it decomposes anaerobically. That means without oxygen. And when organic matter breaks down without oxygen, it produces methane gas. Now here's the crucial bit. Methane is a greenhouse gas that's 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide at trapping heat in the atmosphere. So when you're answering an exam question, don't just say, "Food waste is bad for the planet." Be specific. Say, "Food waste in landfill produces methane through anaerobic decomposition, contributing significantly to the greenhouse effect and climate change." That's the kind of precise language that earns you marks. But it's not just about methane. Think about all the resources that went into producing that wasted food in the first place. The water used to grow crops, the energy for transportation, the packaging materials, all of that is wasted too. Examiners love it when candidates make these connections. Now, let's talk about the waste hierarchy. This is absolutely essential knowledge. The waste hierarchy gives us 6 RS, and they're ranked in order of preference. At the top, the most preferred option is rethink. This means changing our entire approach to food, meal planning, shopping with a list, thinking before we buy. Next is refuse. Saying no to things like buy one, get one free offers if you won't actually use the food. Then we have reduce, buying smaller portions, cooking less food. After that comes reuse, and this is where we get creative with leftovers. Making stock from vegetable peelings, turning stale bread into bread and butter pudding, using a chicken carcass to make soup, then recycle, which for food means composting. And finally, at the bottom, the least preferred option is dispose, sending food to landfill. A great way to remember this is the acronym RETHINK, REFUSE, REDUCE, REUSE, RECYCLE. Just remember, they go from most to least preferred. In a 12-mark question, you could structure your entire answer around these 6 R's, giving specific examples for each one. Now let's talk about something that trips up a lot of students: date labels. There are 2 types you absolutely must understand: use by and best before, and they are not the same thing. Use by dates are all about safety. They're found on perishable foods like raw meat, fish, and dairy products. These foods can develop harmful bacteria, pathogens, that cause food poisoning. After the use-by date, these pathogens can multiply to dangerous levels. So the rule is simple. Do not eat food after its use-by date. It's a safety issue, not just a quality issue. Best-before dates, on the other hand, are about quality, specifically sensory qualities like taste, texture, and appearance. You'll find these on foods like biscuits, crisps, and tinned goods. After the best before date, the food might not taste as good, the texture might change, but it's still safe to eat. You can check it using your senses, look at it, smell it, taste a tiny bit. Understanding this difference is crucial for preventing unnecessary food waste. Let me give you a top tip. In exam questions, if you're asked about preventing food waste, mention both types of date labels and explain how understanding them helps consumers make informed decisions. That shows real depth of knowledge. Finally, let's talk about practical strategies consumers can use. Examiners love practical application. Here are some key ones. FIFO, first in, first out. That's a stock rotation system where you use older items before newer ones. Proper storage, keeping foods at the right temperature, using airtight containers. Portion control, cooking only what you need. And my favorite, getting creative with leftovers. Don't just say use leftovers in your exam. Give specific examples like making bubble and squeak from leftover vegetables or freezing excess portions for later. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really boost your marks. First, common mistakes to avoid. The biggest one? Saying food waste produces carbon dioxide instead of methane. Remember, in landfill conditions, it's anaerobic decomposition producing methane. That's the key scientific point. Another mistake is being too vague. Don't just say it's bad for the environment. Explain the mechanism. How does it harm the environment? Through methane production, resource depletion, energy waste. Also, watch out for confusing biodegradable with compostable. Biodegradable just means something will eventually break down, but that could take years in landfill. Compostable means it breaks down quickly into useful compost, but only under the right conditions. Now, exam technique. In a 12-mark extended response question, you need to cover multiple angles. Don't just focus on environmental impact, bring in economic impacts like the cost to households and businesses, and social impacts like food security. Remember, wasting food drives up demand and prices, which affects global food availability. That's a synoptic link to food security. Examiners love those connections. Use the assessment objective weightings to your advantage. For this topic, it's 40% AO1, that's demonstrating knowledge, and 40% AO2, that's applying knowledge. So you need both facts and practical application. Learn specific statistics, like the 9.5 million tons figure I mentioned earlier, but also be ready to apply your knowledge to real-world scenarios. When discussing packaging, be specific. Don't just say plastic, name the type, like modified atmosphere packaging or vacuum packaging. That specificity shows real understanding. Okay, let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What gas is produced when food decomposes anaerobically in landfill? Answer: methane. Question 2. What does FIFO stand for? Answer: first in, first out. Question 3. Which date label is about safety? Use by or best before? Answer: use by. Question 4. Name 3 of the 6 R's in the waste hierarchy. Answer: rethink, refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, dispose. Question 5. Give 2 specific examples of reusing food waste. Answer: making stock from vegetable peelings, making bread and butter pudding from stale bread, making banana bread from overripe bananas, making soup from chicken carcass. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant! If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Food waste is a critical topic that combines environmental science, consumer behavior, and practical food skills. Remember your 3 main impacts: environmental, methane production, and resource waste, economic cost to households and businesses, and social effects on food security. Master the waste hierarchy, rethink, refuse, reduce, recycle, dispose from most to least preferred. Understand the crucial difference between use-by and best-before dates. And always, always be specific in your exam answers. Give named examples, use scientific terminology like anaerobic decomposition and methane, and make synoptic links to other topics like food security and sustainability. This topic is worth significant marks in your exam, and with this knowledge, you're well equipped to tackle any question that comes your way. Remember, examiners are looking for candidates who can demonstrate detailed knowledge and apply it to real-world contexts. You've got this. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. Now, go and practice some past paper questions on food waste. That's the best way to cement this knowledge. Happy studying!